Mother Nature has given us fluctuating temperatures again, but the wheat has really greened up with the warm temperatures earlier and with the moisture that we have been fortunate to receive. Let's hope that we continue to get the much-needed moisture. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, Crop Production Agent for the Post-Rec District of K-State Research and Extension. So, what is the outlook for wheat diseases for this spring? Leaf and stripe rust are some of the most important concerns in the state and annually cause more yield loss than most other diseases of wheat and often become established in Texas and Oklahoma before spreading north to Kansas. According to Dr. Kelsey Anderson Onofre, K-State Research and Extension plant pathologist, on March 8th, moderate to high levels of stripe and leaf rust were reported in wheat breeding nurseries in Castroville, Texas, which is just outside of San Antonio. To date, there have been no detections in Kansas yet in 2024. The stripe rust pathogen typically does not survive in Kansas over the winter, but can survive in Texas through the winter months. Because of this, weather conditions in Texas in the fall and the early spring can be important predictors of how bad stripe rust will be in Kansas. What does that mean for us? Early reports of high levels of stripe rust in Texas, along with favorable weather in Texas in the fall and the spring, are early indicators that we could have a stripe rust issue in Kansas in 2024. The disease situation can change rapidly, so it is important to continue to scout for signs of disease development as the season progresses. So, what about leaf rust? There have been no reports of leaf rust in Oklahoma or Kansas yet. Some of the varieties that have some resistance to leaf rust include Bob Dole, Kansas Dallas, Kansas Hatchet, LCS Chrome, or Westbred 4792. Susceptible to moderately susceptible varieties include LCS Revere, SY Benefit, and T158. So producers will need to watch for signs of leaf and stripe rust as we approach flag leaf emergence later on in the spring in Kansas during the month of April. Tan spot is another wheat disease that may show up soon, especially in fields with continuous wheat, which allows the fungus to build up on the wheat residue over the winter. The initial symptoms of tan spot are small, dark brown spots that expand to become tan, elliptical, or diamond-shaped lesions with a yellow halo. Wheat streak mosaic is yet another viral disease that has emerged as a serious problem in all parts of Kansas in some years. This disease is spread by the wheat curl mite, which volunteer wheat is a host. Most of the diseases favor the cool and wet conditions that we have been experiencing. So be on the lookout for any of these diseases. K-State Research and Extension has an excellent publication entitled Wheat Disease ID Book that is available either online or at any of our Post-Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. For more information on disease management in your wheat, contact me at any of our Post-Rock Extension District offices. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post-Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day.